Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. I don't want to miss a minute with – it's actually not 17. It's 34 after the hour, I should say. And we've got our new friend, Freshta Hasak, on the show. Freshta is from Afghanistan, from Kabul, Afghanistan. She's the owner of Royal Advertising Company, which is a which is an advertising and printing business. She does printing. She does fulfillment. They package the printing that they do. They get it ready to go. They deliver it. Freshta, you were telling us a little bit about your business earlier. Thank you for that. I enjoyed our visit last night. I'm so impressed with what you're doing. I'm so proud of what you're doing. Now, you graduate this evening from okay. the Peace Through Business program, don't you?
Right, right.
That's tonight you graduate. And tomorrow, are you going home tomorrow?
We are leaving tomorrow for the home.
Yes. So tell us about what your experience with the Peace Through Business program.
Well, I have to say that it was a school that I've attended, I know it was a quite experience and amazing, because the first week was so intense classes that we were attending, and lots of professors and people are coming from different backgrounds, which was giving us lessons, which was quite learning and useful for us. Particularly mm-hmm. in the area of accounting, finance, you know, business plan and media or sales. And then the second week, of course, was for the mentorship, and we gone. And especially I was so lucky that I was ended up with a very good printing company, which was Impression Printing Company. And they did really great job for me, you know, being there, sharing right. their experiences and seeing all that. And being here, you know, in Washington, D.C., attending yesterday, and all of them are quite learning, you know. It was, I have to say, that first experience of mine being in my business and learning related issues to my business is quite amazing, and I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah. So the program that you're taking, the Peace Through Business program, the part of the studying you did in your country, and then you came here for the last month, right?
That is true. We have attended 8 weeks in-country trainings, and then we came here on the 5th of July, and then we spent almost 12 days in Dallas, in Northwood University, for the classes, lectures, and then we gone from there, spread it out all the students in different places, and I was gone to Oklahoma City, and there I have received 1 week of mentorship.
Right.
And then
now, when you go back to Afghanistan, how will the help that you've gotten from the Peace Through Business program, when you go back home, how will that, you think that will help you with your business?
Well, lots of it will help me a lot. I have to say that, you know, I have started my business from the scratch, having nothing in mind, and I was just going. This whole process of, which was organized by Peace Through Business is really useful, because now I'm going to put my business in the framework of a professional business owner, you know, because before I was just going blindly, and I don't have any sort of clue of things that I'm doing. Is it sort of professional or not? But now, with the support of Peace Through Business, I have quite clear clue of how I have to set up all my, you know, accounting system, how I have mm-hmm. to use the business plan, because, you know, sometimes business plans is something that you're writing up. Everything is really nicely written. But the most important is the implementation of that, how you're going to implement that business plan, which I found that a really handy and a good tool for clearing your path, that where you're going to go. So it's like your mission road, you know, where you want to go. And definitely it will help me to improve my business in terms of my sell, you know, my marketing and the strategies that I'm going to drop. So it's quite lots of, you know, support. It's a great help, you know. I think hopefully
this will help you to learn how to operate your business, as you say, better. Freshta, I have to wrap it up. We have to end our visit right now. Thank you for being here. I'm so proud of you. Good luck to you in Afghanistan when you go home.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Fina, ladies, Freshta, I should say, ladies, Freshta Hazak from Afghanistan. What an inspiring story, ladies and gentlemen. I've met her. Very inspiring. I'll be right back after these messages. Just stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.